Concert halls and theaters are taking baby steps to reopen. The Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. held its first in-person concert, A Time to Sing, an evening with Renee Fleming and Vanessa Williams. NPR's Elizabeth Blair was there and has this postcard.
Normally, there would be taxis and shuttles and hundreds of people streaming into the Kennedy Center on a Saturday night. Instead, about 40 of us entered the building through huge loading doors that take you backstage. We all wore masks and all had our temperature checked. A staff member stood by as a machine scanned our wrists.
Normal temperature. You are free to pass.
Thank you. The concert is the first in a series called On Stage at the Opera House, and we literally sat on stage, far apart from each other, looking out at more than 2,000 velvety red seats, balconies, and an ornate chandelier. It was kind of a thrill.
This is what we see when we're on stage.
Renee Fleming, Vanessa Williams, and a band of six musicians performed on a specially constructed stage built over the front rows of seats. They opened with Sting's Fragile.
On and on the rain will say how fragile we are, how fragile we are.
It was palpable just how much these artists miss performing. Renee Fleming talked about missing applause.
The last 6 months have been a challenge. I can't tell you how exciting it is to be on stage with you all.
They performed songs they were passionate about. For Fleming, one of them was Benjamin Britten's song set to the Yeats poem, Down by the Sally Gardens.
Down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet.
I was reminded how much I miss the experience of live music in person. It's taken months for the Kennedy Center to figure out how to make the experience safe. President Deborah Rutter told me she was proud of how it went.
The lighting was great. The sound was great. I just wish we could all be close to each other.
When Vanessa Williams performed her hit song, Save the Best for Last, one line really stood out.
Now we're standing face to face. Isn't this world a crazy?
It was strange to be face-to-face inside a concert hall with people I didn't know, but it was also exhilarating. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Older.